Unfortunately, the Vice-Chancellor can't be with us at the moment because he is taking graduation on another campus. So on his behalf, can I extend to everyone here, and particularly Master Ching Kung and Master Wu Dao, a very big thank you for a wonderful 2 days. We've had a wonderful 2 days with yesterday the thrice learning prayer ceremony, followed by today's moving ancestral remembrance ceremony, then completed by a wonderful concert from a wonderful orchestra. All who took part in the ceremony or watched the ceremony or indeed heard the ceremonies have been deeply moved by the solemnity of the ritual, the deeply spiritual nature of events, and the profoundness of the message you've given to us over the 2 days. And for bringing these cultural and spiritual seminars, ceremonies to Lampeta, can I thank again Master Ching Kung and the Master Wu Dao. Lampeta is and always has been a very special place where music, art, culture and spirituality overlap. The master and the foundation have reinforced that spiritual resonance over the last 2 days. Can I also extend a big thank you to everybody who has helped out in putting on the wonderful 2 days that we've just had. In particular, and I'm looking through the doors, everyone who's helped with clothing, with food, with equipment, with exhibition, with books, everything. Kim, wherever you are, thank you very much. Thank you. And once again, let me thank the fabulous orchestra. We, the university and Lampeta, have so much to thank you for that I'm not sure that a few words that I can say here will be sufficient, but I will try. Over the past few days, and indeed over the past few weeks, we have been talking and communicating, sometimes by Skype, sometimes by phone, sometimes over dinner. And two things have struck me, two insights have struck me during those weeks. The first is that we now count ourselves as good friends and not just colleagues. We have gone beyond two groups, two organisations that could work well together to establish a deep and warmer trust, respect and friendship. And this we will build upon to develop various plans and structures for the future. A second insight I had was based upon the observation that we seem to share so much, we have so much in common. We both see education as a way to change lives, attitudes, and understanding of the world. We both see the need for harmony and balance in who we are and how we engage with the world around us. We're both spiritual organisations who believe that the human spirit is more than the sum of its commercial and economic parts. We both believe in tolerance and coexistence with all faiths and creeds and colours and backgrounds. And that underneath our different faiths, creeds and colours lies a common purpose. We both share a regard for the ancient world and educating young people, all people, in the values, cultures, traditions and texts of the ancient world. And we share a belief that nature and the environment are not separate from humanity, but part of a bigger picture. And within that picture, we have a duty of stewardship and responsibility of care for the future. Let me sum up by saying this closing speech is in many respects wrongly titled, because what we're doing is not actually closing, but starting a bigger journey. We're starting on an academic journey, and this week we'll launch the Academy of Sinology. We're starting a spiritual journey, and this week we will hold the first of what I hope will be annual interfaith symposium. And with friendship, we will journey along these routes together. Can I once again thank you for all your time, efforts, and support over the last few weeks, months, and years, hopefully.